Ladies and gentlemen, the Railroad Hour. And here comes our star-studded show train. Tonight, the Association of American Railroads presents one of the best-loved musicals of all time, Jerome Kern and Otto Harbach's unforgettable Roberta, starring Gordon McRae and his distinguished guest, Dorothy Kirsten. Our choir is under the direction of Norman Luboff, and the music is prepared and conducted by Carmen Dragon. Yes, tonight another great musical success is brought to you by the American Railroads, the same railroads that bring you the food you eat, the clothes you wear, the fuel you burn, and the multitude of other things you use in your daily life. And now here is our star, Gordon McRae.
Thank you, Marvin Miller, and good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Tonight, we're bringing you the charming and tuneful Roberta. I'll be a fellow named John Kent, and Dorothy Kirsten will be the lovely Stephanie. And so, we're off for autumn in Paris and the salon of the world's most famous fashion designer, Madame Roberta.
Stephanie? Stephanie, where are you?
Right here, Madame Roberta.
Look, look, another letter from my nephew John. You know, for a football player, he's a very romantic boy.
Is he very handsome?
Oh, yes, Stephanie, yes. In America, you have to be handsome to play football. It's required.
Oh, Madame Roberta.
You know, John is the only relative I ever liked. I suppose I wish deep down that instead of spending my life becoming a fashion designer, I'd spent my life raising a son like John and a daughter like you.
When is your new nephew coming?
Well, he doesn't say. There's just a copy of a song, and there's a note on it. Dear Aunt, this song will tell you why I'm coming to Paris. The girl I'm in love with
has just arrived there, and I'm coming after her. This song will describe her to you.
When I think of who you are, what a gem true blue you are, 'tis then I realize how foolish I have been. How could I hope to win? For gems like you are set in rings that grace the hands of devastating and so far above me. To think of mating, I never could dare. You could never be lonely. Love me, you're much too clever to care how I care. Destined for purple-hued throne rooms, you were fashioned for princess to see. Still I keep dreaming of you in my own rooms, and there you whisper, I love you to me.
Devastating and so far above me. To think of mating, I never would dare.
You were destined for purple-hued throne rooms. You were fashioned for princess to see. Still I keep dreaming of you in my own rooms, and there you'll
I want you to meet my girl.
I want you to see personally how devastating she is. You see, Stephanie, I told you I had a romantic nephew.
That's a lovely song. It's so warm. I can't get it out of my head. Why, Madame Roberta, you're crying.
No, darling, no. I just look at you and think of when I was young. So many yesterdays ago.
You're still the most beautiful woman I've ever known.
Oh, Stephanie, no. Memory's the nicest companion when it's autumn. It gives you such courage just remembering all the golden days. Come, sit by me. Sing to me. Help me to remember.
All right, Madame Roberta.
Yesterdays, days I knew as happy, sweet, sequester days, golden days, golden days, days of mad romance and love. Thank you, Stephanie.
What's the matter, Madame Roberta?
Nothing, dear, nothing. Maybe it's too many memories. Not good for the heart, you know. Oh, would you see who's in the shop, please, Stephanie?
Of course.
Who is it, Stephanie?
A young man. He looks a little bit like Apollo.
Oh, Apollo, nothing. That's my football player.
Aunt Minnie.
Oh, Aunt Minnie.
Oh, John. John, oh, my dear. Oh, I'm so glad to see you.
Oh, Aunt Minnie, how is the youngest old lady in Paris?
Oh, huh? John. John, this is Stephanie, my assistant.
Hello.
Hello.
Isn't it true, Stephanie? Everything I said about him, huh? Those aren't shoulder pads. They're real.
Oh, now, Aunt Minnie.
Minnie?
You didn't know that was my real name, did you, Stephanie? Oh, well, I couldn't very well be Madame Minnie. Well, take any fashion designer with a fancy name, and you'll find she was originally Tilly or Bessie or Gussie. We all started out just as good old-fashioned needle pushers.
Welcome to Paris, John.
Thank you, Stephanie.
Well, what's wrong, quarterback? You look unhappy. Is it that girl?
Yeah. She has big ideas about marrying someone rich and successful.
Then we'll have to make you successful.
Oh,
go into business with me.
Oh, now, come on, Aunt Minnie. I'm a football player and sort of a singer. I couldn't go into the fashion business.
Well, fashion is something of a football game. And as for your music, well, that's just what we need. Fashion set to music.
Oh, that's a wonderful idea, Madame Roberta.
Well, I suppose fashions are like music.
Of course. Each gown has its melody. Sometimes it's a concerto. Sometimes a simple country tune.
A little walking suit, for example. That calls for a saucy melody. Heels clicking on the pavement.
Well, there's certainly music at Easter and in every Easter gown.
That's the idea.
A lovely woman like Stephanie here. comes out of church Easter morning, radiant as the sunrise, in a new gown by Madame Roberta.
I like that.
Or a gown for a ball. That seems to call for a waltz.
Yes, a dreamy waltz. Half-closed eyes and gleaming shoulders. Muted violins.
You're getting the idea?
Or colors. Every color suggests its own harmony. A crashing red. Or a cool, watery green. Purple for royalty. And white for a bride. Them all together, a rainbow. Well, how am I doing, Aunt Minnie?
Wonderful. Oh, darn it, a customer.
I'll go, Madame Roberta.
No, 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 you stay here. John, tell her about football.
Don't be sad about that girl. I mean...
You know, when you're in love, it can be the most wonderful thing or the, well, the most terrible.
That's because when you're in love, you can't see very well.
You mean love is blind, huh?
People in love, why, they can't see a thing.
They ask me how I knew my true love was true.
Sing that. You must be in love yourself.
Maybe I am. I didn't know it, but maybe I am.
Well, then I ought to give you back a little of your own advice.
So I chaff them and I gaily laughed to think they could doubt my love. Yet today my love has flown away. I am without my love.
Now laughing friends deride, tears I cannot hide. So I smile and say, when the lovely flame dies,
we'll return in a moment for Act Two of Roberta. Do you know that many railroad locomotives aren't thirsty anymore? And that because of that fact, neither are the citizens of many towns served by some of our larger railroads? Well, it's true. You see, steam locomotives are thirsty, very thirsty. In fact, you may have seen railroad trains taking a drink from water troughs between the tracks. And certainly water tanks along the railroad right-of-way have long been landmarks of towns across the country. But where diesel locomotives have taken over the nation's number one hauling job, railroad water facilities are no longer needed in many cases. Just recently, a major western railroad turned over to the communities it serves all its extensive and expensive water wells, facilities, and pumping equipment. The water from those wells helped the railroad serve these communities for years. And now, thanks to the railroad, that water will go right on working for the railroads. Good neighbors in those communities. Yes, once again, as so often in the past, a railroad has proven itself a truly good neighbor. That's not only because railroads provide the kind of transportation system that can move anything, anywhere, for anybody, in any quantity and at any time of the year. It's also because the railroads are good customers for the products of businesses everywhere, are big taxpayers, and are one of the largest employers in the country. Last year, for instance, the railroads provided jobs for more than 1.25 million people and paid out in salaries and wages more than $5 billion. It's no wonder, then, that the railroads are known to the millions of Americans they serve, and that includes all of us, as both the nation's most essential carrier and a good neighbor, the kind that you can depend on. So the next time you hear a train whistle, listen closely. It might be saying, "Hi, neighbor." Here is Act Two of the Lawrence and Lee version of Roberta, starring Gordon McRae as John and Dorothy Kirsten as Stephanie, with Nana Bryant as Madame Roberta.
Aunt Minnie?
Yes, John?
Look, Aunt Minnie, I'm not sure I'm doing the right thing trying to learn the dress business. I'm a singer, really. And I might upset the designs of the designers if I just burst out with a tune.
What do you mean, John?
Well, this is what I mean.
Don't ask me not to sing. I've simply got to sing. In two or three, four time, always I'm entertaining. I waited oh so long. I felt so low so long. Desire to vocalize won't recognize restraining. Maybe you will view my efforts with pain. Even so, you know I cannot refrain. There's not a thing about for me to sing about. But that's no reason I won't furnish you a song.
Don't ask me not to sing. I've simply got to sing. In two or three, four time, always I'm entertaining.
And you can bet your eyes that when I fletcherize a juicy steak or chop, I don't stop my refraining. Afternoon I croon, then I sing in the dark.
In your tub you scrub and sing like a lark.
Though I may lose the soap, I yodel as I grow. There's not a thing I do I don't do with a song.
Melody soft and low, melody loud and strong.
Melody sends this wet and dripping, daily dipping,
melodic, idiotic,
diatonic, microphonic world.
Darling, you sing anytime you want to, and don't let anybody stop you. The most beautiful thing in the world is music.
Aunt Minnie, are you all right?
Just a bit tired, John, dear. Call Stephanie, will you? There's something I've been postponing, but I must do it now.
Of course. Stephanie! Stephanie, would you come in here?
I must do something for Stephanie in my will. Because, you see, she'll be Madame Roberta soon.
Oh, now, Aunt Minnie, don't talk like that.
Is anything wrong? Madame Roberta.
Now, I'm just going to close my eyes for a moment. Stephanie, dear, will you phone my attorney?
Oh, there'll be plenty of time for attorneys after you've rested.
Yes, rest, please, dear.
Maybe I can, if you and Stephanie would sing to me. That might make me feel better.
Of course.
I sure.
some glimpse of my sorrow. And you'll understand how I long for the touch of your hand.
That's so lovely. So lovely.
You and I throughout the summer day have walked a sunlit way or stopped to play.
You and I have wandered hand in hand throughout a happy land that we had planned. Both walked our one last mile.
It's goodbye for a
like a lullaby. Do you remember, John, what I used to tell you when you were just a little boy and I was rocking you to sleep?
Yes. You said our yesterdays, if they're golden and lovely, give us courage to face our tomorrows. Mustn't leave. You've got to stay here. That's what Aunt Minnie wanted.
But the Madame Roberta salon belongs to you.
Now, how can a quarterback be Madame Roberta? Oh, Stephanie, you've got to be Madame Roberta now. That's what Aunt Minnie planned.
No, John.
Oh, now look, she wanted us to be partners. All right. Shake hands, partner.
But I'd be in the way. What about that girl you're going to marry? It wouldn't work.
What girl? Oh, her. You know something, Stephanie? I'd almost forgotten about her.
So I chaffed them and I gaily laughed to think they could. a doubt, my love. Yet today my love has flown away. I am without my love.
John, quick, ask me again about being partners.
You mean before the smoke gets in our eyes?
Now laughing friends deride. Tears I cannot hide. So I smile and say, when the lovely flame dies, smoke gets in
Lovely Dorothy Pearson will be back in just a minute. And our thanks to Nana Bryant, who played Madame Roberta, and to our entire company. Roberta, with book and lyrics by Otto Harbach and music by Jerome Kern, was dramatized for The Railroad Hour by Lawrence and Lee. The Railroad Hour is brought to you each week at this same time by the American Railroads. Marvin?
You use the railroads that serve your community more often than you might realize. For example, when you put a 3-cent stamp on a letter and mail it off to one of your loved ones, you're depending on the railroads to transport your thoughts. And that's true whether you're writing to someone in the next county or clear across the country. Regardless of the weather, regardless of any other demands on their services, the railroads are at work every day of the year moving your mail. When it comes to carrying the mail, as well as most everything else you want and need, no other form of transportation can match the railroads for economy, efficiency, and dependability.
Well, thank you, Marvin. And now here, folks, again, is the beautiful Dorothy Kirsten.
Ha ha! This was really wonderful fun, Gordon. Let's not stop.
Well, Dorothy, we're not going to. Next week, same time, same station, same lovely guest star.
What are we going to sing?
Well, you just listen.
Oh, Merry Widow.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody loves that music.
And we'll see you next Monday night.
Till then, Gordy.
Good night, Dorothy. As usual, you were wonderful.
All aboard!
Well, dear friends, it looks as though we're ready to pull out. And so until next Monday night, on behalf of the other members of the cast and of the American Railroads, this is Gordon McRae saying goodbye.
Roberta was presented by special arrangement with the Tams Whitmark Music Library. Gordon McRae will soon be seen in Three Sailors and a Girl in Technicolor. Our choir is under the direction of Norman Luboff, and our music is prepared and conducted by Carmen Dragon. This is Marvin Miller saying goodbye until next week for the American Railroads, and reminding you that religion played an important part in the founding of our country and continues to strengthen and stabilize our way of life today. So take part in the work of the church or synagogue of your choice. Attend church with your family this and every week. Now stay tuned for your Monday night of music on NBC.
Tonight, the voice of Firestone features Patrice Munsell on the NBC Radio Network.